Ryan wants a kickoff, and it is a squib kick up short, and it will take a high hop, and now it will be fielded by Sterling Lawrence, and Lawrence gets the far sideline. Lawrence cuts across the 40, and he's all the way up near midfield to the 48-yard line. So it was a squib kick. It took a bad hop over one of the up men for Portage at about the 30, and then they get a break as Sterling Lawrence grabs it and scoots all the way up near midfield.
Actually, it probably was in a good situation for Lawrence, because as he was able to take it on that high hop, there was time, a lot of time, for blockers to get set up and make a nice wedge off that far sideline. And as he tiptoed the sidelines, picked up a lot more yardage and probably had that ball been kicked deep.
So Portage will start the football at their own 48-yard line, and we are underway. Maceo, the quarterback, is in the shotgun. Lawrence comes in motion. They will hand it off up the middle, and they will take the dive up over the Caveman 45. Or actually, it'll be stopped at the 46-yard line of Mishawaka. The dive went to Greg Millage on the first play of the game. It is a gain of 6 yards for the Indians here on the first play of 2017.
Cavemen will sport a lot of different looks up front, but bottom line, they'll normally run with a three-man front, four linebackers, and then they will float four in that secondary. A lot of times they'll cheat those linebackers up to play on the defensive line.
Double motion as Jalen Smith and Sterling Lawrence both went into the backfield behind the fullback, and now this time, and it's a busted play, and Maceo is going to be stopped in the backfield by the Cavemen.
Well read by the defense, in particular, right on that offense, or on that defensive line, rather. Lots of maroon jerseys around on the play, but it was just well defended by the Caveman defense.
Bryce McDonald, the outside linebacker, one of the two men in there. It is no gain, and it'll be third down and four for Portage at the Mishawaka 46-yard line. Portage dressed out in white jerseys, red pants, red numbers, and white helmets. And Mishawaka in their white helmets with maroon jerseys and white pants. They have black numbers with white trim, do the Cavemen. So it's third down and four from the Mishawaka 46. Again, the shotgun with one back behind the quarterback, Maceo, and he dropped the snap. And it looks like it's going to be a false start on Portage.
Referee Mike Monahan will make the call deep in that Portage backfield, and that was a play that did not look like everybody was on sync on the offensive line, then the snap, and they were certainly not, it looked like game one, let's just say that,
yeah,
not in sync.
That's right. And the big single back is Cody Russell, the Portage fullback, the senior, 5'10 and 230 pounds is Cody Russell. Sterling Lawrence trots off to the sideline for Portage. It's going to be third down and nine, and the five-yard false start pushes Portage back to their own 49-yard line. It'll be a deeper shotgun now with two receivers right and two receivers left. Maceo to throw. He wants the far sideline.
Got
a man open behind the safety. He makes the catch, and it'll go down to the 8-yard line on the completion to Greg Millage for the Indians.
Caveman got caught letting the receiver get behind them on that far left side of the defensive secondary, and just enough seam, about 4 yards, and that was a perfectly thrown football, and a big play after the penalty, big play to respond for Portage there in good shape, first and goal to go from the 9.
All the way down to the 9-yard line, and last year, Maceo had a 68-yard touchdown pass to Angel Sanchez, who we have not seen yet. Sanchez is in the slot to the right side. The quarterback on first and goal from the 9, and the handoff goes to the fullback, and he nearly lost that ball. Russell got to the line of scrimmage, where he's greeted by a host of Cavemen and stood up. He might have got a yard. That's it. I don't think he got anything. It looks like it's going to be second and goal at the 9, and it is.
Good pursuit by the Caveman, and coming from the bottom of the stack was sophomore Derek Dawson, among a couple other maroon jerseys. Dawson, just a 10th grader. You hear a lot about him. He is a great athlete.
No score the opening drive of the 2017 season. Portage moving, though. It is second and goal at the Mishawaka 9-yard line. Russell is the lone back behind the quarterback from the shotgun. Russell takes the handoff, finds room this time to the left, and he dives it down to the 3, where he's stopped by the Cavemen.
C.J. Fisher from the free safety position stepping up, but that was well after a good run for Portage, and they get the ball down inside the 5-yard line, where it'll be third and goal to go.
And they will spot him at the 4-yard line, and it is third down and goal for Portage. They had a long pass play on third down and long to get down to the 9-yard line. And now it'll be Maceo again from the shotgun with a fullback behind him. And motion behind him. It'll be option left. Maceo gets past one tackler. He dives to the goal line, and he's across. Touchdown, Portage.
He did that on his own. And I'm not sure it was necessarily the play that Portage wanted or they had the blocking that Portage wanted, but he was able to dodge one, dodge two, and dodge what would be a third would-be tackler. But when he was finally hit, he was able to stretch across and pick up the four-yard plunge, and Portage draws first blood.
So Portage scores the first points of the 2017 season, 6-0 after the touchdown run by Maceo, and it is going to be Tyler Hufford in to try to kick the extra point. The placement down, the kick is on the way, it is low, and
wide
it
left.
Is no good.
So wide
Hufford
left.
Misses the extra point, wide left, and it'll be a 6-0 Portage lead. Mishawaka to get the football for the first time after we take this timeout. This is Mishawaka Schools football on Michiana Sports Leader, 96.1 FM, WSBT. Donovan Snyder and David Parker back deep for Mishawaka. After Portage scored on the opening drive of the ball game, the Indians lead Mishawaka 6-0, and Mishawaka to take the ball for the first time in the 2017 season. A long end-over-end kick is going to be fielded at the 6-yard line by Snyder. Snyder running up the middle. Snyder across the 30 to the 35 to the 36-yard line for Mishawaka. A return of 30 yards on Mishawaka's first kick return of 2017.
We talked about sophomore Derek Dawson on the defensive side. Well, there's another sophomore, and that is Donovan Snyder. What a nice run. He's a starter in the defense and certainly a big part here of this special teams, and he showed some pretty good explosiveness coming right up the gut, nothing fancy.
Chris Harness is going to be the fullback for the first time. 5'7", 165-pound junior. The quarterback is Sam Shively. As Mishawaka sets up first and 10 at its own 36-yard line.
It's all about the fullback in Bart Curtis's offense.
Harness is back there, and Harness takes the dive up the middle, and he will spin his way, and let's see where they mark him down. Harness up to the 45.
It's awful unusual to see number 44, Austin Faulkner, not in that backfield running the football. He had a magnificent season last year and filling some pretty big shoes from himself. In pastures, they've had some really, really great fullbacks, and Harness is certainly going to get the test, and looks like a pretty good athlete.
Takes the dive, does Harness across the 50 on second and 2. He easily picks up the first down on the dive on the handoff by Sam Shively, the 5'10", 160-pound junior quarterback. He ran for 117 yards last year. You expect big things out of him. Faulkner, as you mentioned, he had almost 1,300 yards last year, so they've got a couple of fullbacks who've ran the ball a little bit last year. Harness had 203 yards. He's already got, 14 yards on his first two carries here tonight. It's first and 10 for the Cavemen, and this time it'll be Shively to take it himself as he goes to the left, and Shively dives up to the Portage 45.
One early note here for Mishawaka, and having covered their games off and on for the last several years, they seem like they're in a really good flow, although this is early in the season and their first possession. They're moving quick. They're not wasting a lot of time in the huddle. They look very, very prepared for this first drive.
7:25 to go in the first quarter. Portage leads Mishawaka 6-0. The Cavemen driving at the 45 of the Indians. Dive up the middle. There's Hardis. Hardis, a lot of room across the 20 to the 10. Hardis to the 5, where he stopped at the 1-yard line.
Wow. Hardis was shot out of a cannon with that play, Sean.
Nearly got it. He couldn't quite outrun the safety, though, as the fullback pulled it all the way down to the 1-yard line where it's first and goal, Cavemen.
Great, great initial blocking and great surge off that line of scrimmage right up the gut by the Cavemen. Brandon Kane and Ricky King, Alex Faulkner, they did a superb job of really getting that initial surge. Germano, Reiske, that was a really great effort by the offensive line. Not that it was easy, but well executed.
So the Cavemen in position. There's Harness on the dive. Harness to the goal line where he is stood up. He doesn't quite get it. He's going to be...
Nope, touchdown. Very late signal.
I never saw any arms go up. So it's a touchdown for the Cavemen, the first one of the season. The score tied at 6 with the extra point coming.
Cavemen waste little time in responding after Portage's opening drive to get up 6-0. Now Mishawaka's tied it. They'll look for the all-important point after conversion. And it's all critical on a C.J. Fisher hold here.
So here comes the hold for the Cavemen. We're tied at 6. They will try to take a 7-6 lead after that long run by Harness. Now it is the holder to try to throw it, and he does. It's going to be incomplete. Carl Fisher took the low snap and then tried to roll out to the right, threw it incomplete. So we're going to stay tied at 6 as neither team is able to convert their extra point after their opening touchdown drives. Both teams score on their first possessions of the ball game. It's Mishawaka 6 and Portage 6 with 6:46 to play in the first quarter. Let's take a timeout. This is Mishawaka Caveman Football. 6, Mishawaka and Portage tied it. It's going to be another swift kick, and one of the upmen takes it for Portage, and he will have it at the 40-yard line. So Portage has got excellent field position both times so far, Brian, after a couple of short squib kicks by Mishawaka.
Mishawaka has traditionally done that, in particular the last 2 or 3 years, trying to hit the seam, if you will, as far as into the special teams coverage, and at the same time, too, maybe kind of kicking away from certain individuals that could hurt them. Right there, McGregor did a very simple, good job. Wrap the ball, put both arms around it, run straight ahead, and stay low. Take your punishment. Got about a 4-yard return, first and 10 at the 40.
Cody Russell, the senior in the backfield, first and 10 Portage, tied at 6 here in the first quarter. Russell, they fake the dive to him, and Maseo, the quarterback, around to the right of the option, barrels through a defender, and he crosses the Mishawaka 45 all the way up to the 43-yard line, where he's forced out of bounds on the far sideline.
C.J. Fisher on the tackle for Mishawaka. Pretty good. Wow, there was a pretty good collision there between Fisher from one safety position, and from the other safety spot, Matt Atkinson came over on the assist.
Now, both teams with option looks. Portage's is a little bit different the way they run theirs, but it has been effective so far. Maseo, the quarterback, that time on the keeper, gets it up to the Mishawaka 43-yard line, and the Indians are driving again. A man goes in motion, and the handoff this time goes up the middle, and it's a big fullback once again. Russell coming to the near side as he shakes the tackle. Russell up to the 20, where he's going to be tackled by three different men and driven out of bounds by the Cavemen.
Tommy Fraling coming from behind for the stop. But not before, there was a whole lot of real estate and a lot of greenery in front of Cody Russell on that run up the gut, and then he kicked it out to the left side. He had a ton of running room before there was any contact.
First and 10 Portage at the Mishawaka 20. The score tied at 6, 5 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the first quarter. It's going to be Russell in the backfield again. Maseo is the quarterback. Jalen Smith is a wing to the left. Two receivers out to the right. Sterling Lawrence is a wing, or a check that rather. It is Michael McGregor.
Fullback.
And this time it's the fullback once again. Russell up to the 16-yard line.
Portage giving the Cavemen a little different look that time, with a trip set almost, with three receivers wide right on the far side and the wide side of the field. But instead of having the receiver left, they kind of tucked that receiver down into a wing spot, and then in motion used the flanker as a fake man, and the Russell fullback got a little blue-collar work there for about 4 yards, second and 6.
Second down and 6 is coming up. Maseo will be in a deeper shotgun this time with the fullback Russell offset to his right. You have receivers to each side, and the inside hand up on the jet sweep goes to Jalen Smith. Smith to the right, trying to shake a tackler,
good
but
tackle.
He'll be stopped on the far sideline.
Really, really good defensive pursuit right there, and that is called discipline, because instead of falling for the fake and cutting onto the inside, just good stay-at-home defense by Devin Jimenez. Hey, another sophomore for the Cavemen. So the 10th graders have really, really done a good job here in this early stage of the first quarter. A
lot of youth on this Cavemen football team as they try to figure things out here in the first quarter of the season. Just under 4 to play in the first quarter. Third down and 5 coming up for Portage with the football at the Mishawaka 15. Maceo from the shotgun. Russell is behind him. A man goes in motion. Handoff goes to the big fullback. Russell, he dives to the middle. Gets a couple of yards, but it'll be fourth down, and he'll be a couple of yards short of the first down.
I haven't talked a lot about the caveman defensive interior line, but they did a really good job of kind of stuffing and bottling things up. And a lone returner in regards to starters on that caveman defense, Noah Staten, was right there, shoulder pad to shoulder pad, to make the stop.
So it's going to be fourth down and four, 6-6 the score in the first quarter with the football at the 13-yard line. Portage will go for it on fourth down and two. Maceo from the shotgun. Russell, the big fullback, behind him. And it will be Maceo on the keeper. He's got the first down as he dives up toward the 5-yard line. It'll be marked down at the 6. They pick up the first down relatively easily up the middle.
Seemed like on a fourth and roughly 4 play, seemed like it was a lot easier than maybe what it should have been. Portage did a good job of getting to the line, being quick off the ball, and one of those kind of spread offensive looks. They had a little bigger gaps, certainly allowing their quarterback. Maceo is a really good athlete, and he's been around the program for a while, so he knows how to run this offense under second-year head coach Nick Rodriguez.
Portage has good size. All of their offensive linemen are at least 220 pounds in there as they gave him some running room. The toss goes out to the right and forced into the backfield. And dropped in the backfield is Jalen Smith, trying to use his speed. He couldn't turn the corner, and he'll be dropped for a loss back to the 12-yard line.
Wow. C.J. Fisher with a great tackle, but Tommy Frayling and Devin Jimenez both did a superb job of really stringing that out and not letting the running back cut up towards the middle. There was a lot of east-west running, and that's not good news if you're a Portage Indian fan.
Heading for 2 minutes to play in the opening quarter. We're tied at 6. Portage with the football. Second and 12 at the 12. Second and goal at the 12-yard line. It'll be Maceo again in the backfield. Out to the left goes Angel Sanchez, one of their top receiving targets from a year ago. A man in the slot as well. Maceo from the gun. Takes the snap, rolls to his left, under pressure, fires, and it'll be incomplete at the goal line. He was going for Sanchez at the goal line, but it goes out of bounds and incomplete. It'll be third and goal.
Good pursuit again by the caveman defensively. Good downfield coverage, but also great pressure by Derek Dawson that forced Maceo to probably throw that ball a little sooner, or if nothing else, not on target as much as he would have liked to.
Clock stopped at a minute 41 to play in the first quarter. Third and goal at the 12 for Portage coming up as Maceo, the quarterback, goes to the sideline and brings in the play himself. Third and goal at the 13-yard line for the Portage Indians. Sanchez out to the left, a slot on the left as well is Sterling Lawrence. It's Maceo from the shotgun, looks to the right, fade pattern, back to the back corner. It's going to be broken up by the caveman.
Good D in the back right corner there. Once again, defensively, Devin Jimenez in on the play. And when that ball first left the hand of Maceo, I thought the cavemen were in trouble. But that ball kind of floated as it got to the back of the end zone. No wind to speak of to alter that throw, but maybe a little underthrown. And then Jimenez really did a good job of squaring the offensive receiver off the play and then just simply knocking it down, not getting gritty for the interception.
So Portage is going to go for it. Fourth and goal from the caveman 13-yard line. We're tied at 6 in the first quarter with a minute 36 on the clock. Two receivers left, one receiver right. Maceo in the backfield with a big fullback behind him. Maceo shoveling around back there, scrambling under pressure, going to his left. He has the corner. Maceo finds the goal line.
Wow.
Touchdown Portage from 13 yards away on fourth down and goal. Portage takes the lead again.
Credit the Portage offensive line after they got beat initially on the snap for kind of, regrouping at a moment's notice and giving just enough protection of their quarterback, Anthony Maceo. And he, on a second effort, was able to get outside. And there was a lot of defenders covering receivers, but guess what? There was nobody in between Maceo after he swept left and the goal line.
Huffer to try the extra point, the placement down. He missed the first one, and this one is good this time. Tyler Hufford puts it through, and Portage goes on top. 13-6. They have scored touchdowns in their first two possessions after the cavemen held them to 7 points in last year's season opener. Let's take a timeout. 13-6. Portage on top of Mishawaka. This is Mishawaka Caveman Football on WSBT. We had an offsides on Portage on the kickoff coming out of the timeout. Portage just took the lead with a second touchdown drive of the ball game.
That was our first penalty flag we've seen tonight.
Yeah,
so,
it is.
So the hankies have been pressed, they have been properly folded, and now our first laundry attack of the season by the officiating crew.
Minute 27 to play in the first quarter. It is 13-6. Portage on top of Mishawaka. Donovan Snyder and David Parker are back deep for Mishawaka. They won't be quite as deep this time as Portage is pushed back 5 yards. They will kick off at their own 35-yard line.
They give Portage credit because they converted two fourth down snaps, two fourth down opportunities in that drive to score. Mishawaka did a great job of denying them two or three times down near the end zone, made some really, really big plays. But again, Maceo just showing his athleticism and good decision-making to score that tie or score that touchdown to break the tie.
End-over-end kick, and it's Donovan Snyder back at his 12-yard line. Snyder straight up the middle. Snyder now gets a little seam, cuts to the left, back to the right, and Snyder up across the 40 to the 42-yard line.
That's a nice weapon right there.
He's had a couple of nice returns so far. He had a 30-yard return his first time, and that one there is right around 30 as well. So both teams have had good starting field position on all of their drives so far. Portage has scored on its first two possessions, and now Mishawaka trailing 13-6 with a minute 18 to play in the first quarter has the football for the second time. Chris Harness will again be the fullback for Mishawaka. Sam Shively is the quarterback. Motion by Kallenbeck. Shively pulls away from center, and it's actually first and 10 for Mishawaka at its own 41-yard line. Shively, and now Kallenbeck does go in motion, and the handoff goes to Harness. He might have a yard. That's going to be about as he stood up in the pile back near the line of scrimmage. Harness bolted his way up the middle on the first possession of the ball game, getting it down to the one where he plunged in from a yard out on the next play. It is going to be no gain, so it's going to be second down and 10 for the Cavemen. Oh, it was a false start. I didn't even see that. So it's going to be first down and 15 as they push him back. Again, it is Shively under center, and it's going to be Shively to keep it. Shively in a busted play, off to the left, across midfield, cuts inside, back to the sideline, across the 30, where he wins the battle with a safety and takes him down to the 20-yard line. It is Josh Akers who brings him down, but the busted play turns into a massive gain for the Cavemen.
Two things. One, if you're an Indian fan, thank goodness for Josh Akers, because otherwise Shively is see you bye, later tater gone. But that is just showing how smooth in the thinking process that Sam Shively is.
It's a gain of 43 yards for the Cavemen to make it first and 10 at the Portage 21-yard line as the quarterback, Shively, who Bart Curtis said he likes a lot, has a big wow factor, and you can see it there. It's Harness in the backfield. Harness takes the dive. Harness into the middle. He gets a few yards out of it as he gets it across the 20 down near the 17-yard line.
Mishawaka offensive line certainly will be tested tonight against a very good-sized defensive line by Portage. Brandon Kanan, Ricky King, Alex Faulkner, Damon Germano, and Sam Reischke, they will have their work cut out for them tonight against some good size from Portage. Right now, it's going to come down to this, those little bits of execution, and maybe who has the better conditioning on this kind of warm, humid night.
Gain of 3 for the Cavemen. Makes it second down. Shively keeps it himself again, and Shively cuts it up, and he'll be close to another first down, a couple yards shy of it, where it's going to be third down, and the first quarter comes to a close. A gain of 5 for Shively, and it'll be third down upcoming for the Cavemen when the second quarter begins. 13-6, Portage leads Mishawaka at the end of the first quarter. This is Mishawaka Caveman football on Michiana Sports Leader 96.1 FM WSBT. Thank you very much, Matt Embry. I am Sean Stiers, and Brian Miller right next to me. Both teams have scored on each of their possessions so far. Portage has scored twice. Mishawaka has scored once, and they are on the move once again on their second drive of the ball game. It is third and 2 for the Cavemen at the Portage 18-yard line. Sam Shively, the quarterback, comes up under center. Chris Harness in the backfield. Kallenbeck and Evans are on the wings, and two receivers are out to the right as well for Mishawaka. Shively will hand it off to Harness. He plunges off to the left. Let's see where they're going to mark it. He's going to be close to a first down. Let's see where the spot is going to be. Looks like it's going to be fourth and inches.
Big, big part right now is for Mishawaka, while they have had to come from behind once and tie it, and now they're playing from behind again, is not to panic, even though they're chasing a few points, not to panic. And the other thing right now is for Portage on their key is to stay under control and know where that fullback and the quarterback is, but don't fall asleep because they have two very lethal weapons in their wingmen.
Fourth and inches, just shy of the 10. Harness, and Harness will take it. I think he's got the first down to the 10-yard line.
Yeah, it didn't seem like that ball came from center and then out of Shively's hands very smoothly. But the cavemen are applauding, and I think somehow, somewhere in that play, they got enough yards for the first down.
The nose of the football touching the 10, so it's going to be first and 10. And theoretically, I think they could actually get a first down without getting into the end zone. It is 13-6 as they do stretch those chains. They have just a little breathing room at the end of those chains, so they could get a first down without getting it into the end zone with a nose of the football just shy of the 10-yard line. Shively under center. Harness takes the handoff. Harness plunges his way and dives forward for a couple more yards before he is brought down by Jimmy Craven, one of the defensive backs.
Trey Guerrero did a great job on the defense as he got some contact on the runner, but at the same time, too, played a good angle because the option pitch man, Isaiah Evans, was available off that far right wing, and he has got great skills. But they took that away, kind of taking, if you will, like a basketball term, taking the passing lane away and kind of forced Shively to keep the football and get basically nothing out of it.
The field marker still says first down. It is second down, though.
Don't be critical. It's early in the season.
I know, right? Quarterback keeper, it's Shively. And on the previous play, now we're going to have a false start on this one. On the previous play by Harness, I thought he got more forward progress than what he got, but they said he gained no yardage on that.
Not a very good spot. But, again, that last play that you're alluding to looked like it was a broken play, almost like Shively maybe came out of the huddle or out of the snap, rather, juggled the ball, and it wasn't really clean handoff. And just like a Major League Baseball pitcher doesn't hit his spots, maybe the officials were critical, saying, hey, it didn't look real pretty, so we're not giving you a great spot on that.
13-6, Portage leads Mishawaka, second and 15 after the 5-yard false start penalty. Evans is the left wing. He goes in motion. Shively back to throw. Now he rolls to the left. Pitch. He tosses it off to Kallenbach. And Kallenbach down inside the 5 where he's driven out of bounds.
Cameron Kallenbach is one heck of an athlete. And one of those weapons that you need to know where he's at on every snap of the football. And he's lined up as the right wing. Evans was the decoy cutting from left to right. Kallenbach came from the opposite way to the short side of the field. And some big yardage there with a lot of traffic around him. And now third down at about 4. Again, Mishawaka can pick up a first down inside that 1-yard line.
Kallenbach, who ran for 60 yards last year, his first carry this year. Shively follows the center up the middle. He dives toward the goal line. He's going to be stopped short. It's going to be fourth down. Probably not much of a decision here for the cavemen.
What's
it's
right.
going to be fourth
it's,
down at the 1.
Sean, I'm telling you, it's close to that first down.
It is. It's very close. And I would think that they would measure here just to see what they've got. Because as we talked about before, when it was first down, the ball was shy of the 10-yard line by just inches. It is now fourth down and a short 1 at the 1-yard line. So they essentially need inches on fourth down for a first down. They can get a first down without scoring. A bobbled handoff or a bobbled snap once again, and there is a flag on the snap. And you're right, I think it's going to be a false start on the cavemen.
Offensive line on both sides of the center started about a half a second prior to the snap of the football and just off on their cadence and their rhythm, and that really changes the complexion. While it's only 5 yards, really changes the complexion from fourth and maybe 3 or 4 inches for a first down, 8 or 9 inches for a touchdown. Now you've got fourth down and roughly 6.5.
Yep, fourth down. And as we said, they can still get a first down, but now they've got to pick up 5+ yards to get it instead of
Bart Curtis wants a timeout.
1+ yard, and now we do have a timeout called by Mishawaka. So I guess we'll go ahead and keep it right here so we don't miss anything when they come back. 9:18 to play in the first half. It is 4th and 6 coming up for the cavemen. right around the 6-yard line. Again, they can pick up a first down without scoring a touchdown. They trail 13-6. It's been a little rough so far, Brian, for both defenses out there tonight.
Well, one thing for sure, it's early in the season. We talked about some of the youth that's on the side of the football defensively for Mishawaka. Is only one starter returning, and while they had a good start, this option game is tough. You know, you're looking at it, I guess, in every day in practice, you're facing this type of offense, but it's maybe not always the first team. Maybe it's not the same when you know what their schemes are. Now you're seeing a scheme, if you're on the defensive side, that you're not used to. And one thing that I guess we haven't talked a lot about is Anthony Maceo. He's been around a while. He's a veteran quarterback. He makes really, really good decisions. That's caused trouble for Mishawaka on the defense. Now they need to find their offense and see if Sam Shively can have some magic.
Brody Romanet is the flanker to the left. Bradley Taylor is in the slot on that side. Fourth down and 6 at the 6. They fake it to the left. Shively rolls right to the end zone.
Touchdown!
Touchdown! Mishawaka!
Back of the end zone. Nobody picked up the tight end.
And it looked like it was Isaiah Evans who caught it. Could you see for sure?
I believe it was Evans, yes.
It was Isaiah Evans,
yep,
for the touchdown. So a nice misdirection play there by Mishawaka. Obviously, they don't pass a whole lot, but that was a nicely designed play as they get the defense rolling to their left. Shively rolls to the right and throws his first touchdown pass of the season. The kick here is on the way. It is good, and we are tied once again. 13-13 as Sam Shively hooks up with Isaiah Evans in the back of the end zone on the 6-yard touchdown pass. 13-13. 9:12 to play in the first half. This is Mishawaka Caveman Football on WSBT. Kicked by Mishawaka this time, and it's fielded by Greg Millage. Millage starts on the right. Millage all the way to the left. Millage with a seam. Millage across midfield in front of everybody. Millage for Portage to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown on the kickoff return.
Ouch. We talked about Millage as a wide receiving threat. Well, right there, special teams.
That one went 80-plus yards unofficially for Portage. As Millage takes it the distance, he started off all the way to the right. You talked about before about why Mishawaka was doing those squib kicks, and we saw Millage start off on the near side. He found a seam on the far side and then just outran everybody at midfield the rest of the way.
And once he got to the 30, there was nobody who had a prayer. And that momentum from that tie after that hard-earned score and that touchdown pass, momentum back to Portage. Now the point after conversion is on the way, is up, and it is good.
So it is 20-13. Portage regains the lead over the Cavemen after the kickoff return by Greg Millage. 8:59 to play in the second quarter. Let's take another timeout. This is Mishawaka Caveman Football. Well, that happened quickly there, Brian. I'm Sean Stiers, Brian Miller. 20-13. 80-plus yard kickoff return for Portage as the Indians back on top of Mishawaka.
I guess I was looking forward to seeing another first down sponsored by Kevin Putz and First Midwest Mortgage, but there was no need for a first down. Wow, Millage really, you know, you talk about some of the, you know, the lightning quick kick returners per se, like at Elkhart Central or certainly at Adams or at Washington. Man, oh man, did we see some speed there.
So now it'll be the Cavemen to return another kickoff with just under 9 to play in the first half here at Steel Stadium. Season opener of Mishawaka Cavemen Football on WSBT. Portage leads 20-13. Mishawaka beat Portage last year, 21-7 of the season opener. A lot different here tonight. Donovan Snyder on the far side. Snyder at the 13. Snyder takes it across the 20. Snyder, a little jitterbug moving. Snyder stays on his feet and spins up with a tackler where he's brought down at the 25-yard line.
Actually, do not believe that was 35-0. I will say this much. These uniforms look really, really nice up close. You can't read Mishawaka's numbers to save your life.
from across the field. That was 26 on that.
Okay, so it was Davon Parker. So Snyder, I'm sorry. So Snyder and Parker were both back there, and you're right about those numbers, and I do apologize. It was the other man who took it. It'll be first down for Mishawaka, though, at its own 25-yard line. Shively comes under center, 20-13, Portage leads. Shively with a handoff, and this time it is going to be Blake Brown at fullback for the Cavemen. It had been Chris Harness on the first couple of possessions. Harness is being attended to by the training staff on the sideline right now, so hopefully he's all right.
That's concerning.
Had the big run to set up his own touchdown on the opening drive. A pickup of two by Blake Brown makes it second down and eight, Cavemen, at their own 27-yard line. Kallenbeck and Evans on the wings. Kallenbeck goes in motion. Shively takes it himself. Shively greets a couple of defenders and now drags four of them up as he stays on his feet and fights close to a first down where he's dropped down at the 34-yard line.
Talked about in the pregame. What a great athlete that Sam Shively is. Right there, he ran like a fullback.
Absolutely did.
Carrying three defenders with him.
Yep, as he picks up 7 yards to make it third down and one. Actually, yeah, he picks up 7 yards to make it third down and one. And it'll be Brown as the fullback. The dive goes to Brown to the right and up for a first down. Blake Brown on his second carry picks up a first down for the Cavemen.
Well, Blake Brown takes over those fullback duties and checking down here on the sideline again for Chris Harness. They're actually attending with some eye drops and whatnot into his left eye. Well, don't know if maybe he got poked in the eye, if maybe he got something in his eye, or maybe that's just another part of an injury that is maybe more severe.
First down and 10, Mishawaka at its own 36-yard line. Shively under center. Shively spins and throws the pass to the near side. It's going to be taken up by Donovan Snyder on the short screen pass, and let's see what he gets before he's driven out of bounds. It looks like he's just shy of pickup of 3 yards for Snyder on that pass play.
I'm glad you call Snyder's name, because every time I see nine, I still think of Ryan Robleski, the quarterback from last year.
So that's right.
I guess old habits die hard for the old guy.
Two receivers go out to the left for Mishawaka. It is Kallenbeck and Evans on the wings. Shively on second down and seven. Shively will
good
toss
pitch.
It out to Kallenbeck. Kallenbeck cuts it inside now, outside, and up across the 35 to the 37-yard line. And it's actually
Evans.
Isaiah Evans off that wing.
They are both, he, Evans, and the other, Kallenbeck, are quite interchangeable in athleticism and style and the abilities. But Evans has got a lot of experience in critical running situations. And that was a big, big first down sponsored by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. First down for the Cavemen.
At the Portage 43-yard line, first and 10, just under six to play in the first half. Portage leads 20-13. Motion, and Shively will keep it himself. Shively runs through a linebacker as he barrels his way forward, as you said before, like a fullback. The quarterback picking up big yards as he lowers the shoulder to pick up 6 yards on first down.
Shively gave right there Jordan Warner a welcome wagon. Welcome to the Princess City. He put his shoulder down and leveled the middle inside linebacker for Portage.
Caleb Crothers in for Mishawaka. It will be Evans on one wing, Kallenbeck on the other. Blake Brown is the fullback. Sam Shively under center, and Crothers is split out to the left. Second down and four, Mishawaka at the Portage 37. Shively on the dive to Brown, and Brown barrels his way forward just shy of the 30-yard line, but it's a Mishawaka first down.
Another first down sponsored by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage.
First and 10, Cavemen with the nose of the football just shy of the Portage 30. It's Portage 20, Mishawaka 13. 4:50 to play in the first half, and the Cavemen are driving once again.
Well, they've come from behind twice so far to tie it at 6-13. They'll try to do it again here with a hat trick here before halftime.
Robinette and Taylor split out wide to the left.
Oh, man.
Shively nearly brought down to the backfield. Shively still on his feet. There are flags down to the backfield. Shively all the way up to the 15. And let's see what this is going to be. That could be a horse collar that Shively was able to break, but let's see what the call is.
It's either that or a face mask. It's got to be something. Shively's jersey was almost taken off, let alone the shoulder pads were almost propelled like a helicopter.
It is going to be a face mask, but he runs out of the face mask back at the 33-yard line, and he gets all the way up to the 15, and they will mark off the penalty as well, and it's going to be first down and goal at the 10.
Another first down here sponsored by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage, proud sponsor of Caveman Football here on WSBT.
And again, Sam Shively, the first-year quarterback, really showing his wear here tonight. First and goal at the 10, 4:15 to play in the first quarter, 20-13, Portage on top of Mishawaka, but the Cavemen are on the move. Donovan Snyder is out to the left once again, and the handoff, the dive goes to Blake Brown, the fullback.
It's nothing.
Yep, nothing that time. Stuffed at the line of scrimmage. It'll be second and goal at the 10, Mishawaka.
Portage defensively with Jimmy Craven, number 14, and then number 44, Drake Guerrero, another 12th grader, right in the seam, right in the gut of that defense for Portage. No gain, and now let's see as the Cavemen had grabbed some momentum, see how Portage defense responds and or if Mishawaka can maintain this momentum as they get down to the 3:33 mark before the break.
Brody Robinette runs in the play from the sideline. It'll be Isaiah Evans, wing left. And Kallenbach, wing right. The quarterback keeper, Shively, follows the center up the middle, close to the 6-yard line where it'll be third down.
Good quick hitter on the...
And that was actually the fullback that time, Blake Brown. We talked about this earlier today. Does the quarterback have it? Does the fullback have it? That time it was the fullback, Blake Brown. Well, but Sam, the way Shively's been running, that's how he's been running tonight.
Well, Shively had a little extra spice on that little fake, and then like a fake throw over the middle. And just for a half a second, there were a couple of defenders that kind of held their ground as Shively executed the fake.
Third down, Cavemen. Toss goes to the right. It is Evans. Evans cuts it inside. Evans down near the goal line.
He's in.
Touchdown.
He's in.
Mishawaka.
Great surge.
Second touchdown of the night for Isaiah Evans. The first one on a 6-yard reception. And this one on a run. Isaiah Evans finds Pater once again. It's a 1-point game with Mishawaka to kick again to tie it up.
Isaiah Evans, who netted 461 yards plus last year, is really a big, big weapon and showed some great mobility and good, quick decision-making there.
Patton Snyder on to try the extra point. The placement down, the kick is on the way. It is good. No,
no.
It's not. It is no good. Wide to the right.
Just hooked it outside of the upright.
So Patton Snyder misses it. It'll stay a 1-point game with 2:36 to play here in the first half. Let's take a timeout and then back with another kickoff. Mishawaka trailing by a point. This is Caveman Football on WSBT. Kickoff coming for Mishawaka. This is going to be a short squib fielded by one of the up men for Portage. And on his feet, up across the 40 to the 42-yard line.
Damian Riley on that kick return. Takes it out past the 40 to around the 42-yard line. So Portage, one thing for sure, Sean, has really enjoyed good field position in their efforts on each of the drives here so far tonight.
Both teams have had great field position. Of course, Portage had the long touchdown return the last time they had the ball. It's 20-19, Portage on top, so trying to take a two-score lead into the locker room potentially. 2.5 to play here in the first half. It's Maceo behind the center and Cody Russell, the big fullback in the backfield. Russell takes the handoff. He'll get across the line of scrimmage. Not much there for him. Just a moderate gain.
Noah Staton
takes him down.
Lone starting defender back on that caveman defense, so there will probably be some learning and some growing pains and some growing pains and some growing pains as the season wears on, but in particular in these first couple of weeks.
Two to play in the first half, 20-19. Mishawaka trails Portage by a point. Portage with the football. Second down and 9 at its own 42-yard line. Maceo behind center. Maceo back to pass. Throws it long.
Trouble.
Downfield, down the sideline. It's going to be broken up on the far side of the field.
Good defensive pursuit right there and coverage by Aaron LaCoyce. That was really well done.
That was the guy we talked about early on. He played more offense last year. He's defensive back this year and stuck with the receiver, made a nice pass breakup. So now it's going to be 3rd down and 9 for Portage. They lead by 1 with a minute 41 to play here in the first half.
Portage taking a lot of time getting to play from the far sideline, and as the play clock ticking away, Portage is going to be forced to burn a timeout. So we can take a break as well here with a minute 41 to go before halftime. Our score, Portage 20, Mishawaka 19. This is Mishawaka K-Band football on WSBT.
Portage 3rd and 9 at its own 42-yard line. A minute 41 to play in the first half. Maceo alone in the backfield, takes a shotgun snap. Maceo scrambles left. Maceo spins to midfield. Maceo still going across midfield where he picks up the first down.
Sean, he broke two tackles, both by double bits of defense. He had one spinning would-be tackle around the 45, 46-yard line. Broke free from that. There were two defenders that missed. And then again, right where the first down marker was, he broke another tackle to surge forward a couple extra yards. And again, advances the chains with that first down, sponsored by Kevin Putz and First Midwest Mortgage.
Minute 20 to play in the first half. Portage on the move. 1st and 10 at the Mishawaka 48-yard line. Shotgun snap again. Maceo looks to his right. The pass is wide and incomplete, intended for Michael McGregor.
Tommy Frailing in the neighborhood defending.
So that incompletion stops the clock with a minute 12 to play in the first half. Both teams very effective on offense. As you said, though, Staton is the only returning defensive starter for this Mishawaka team, so you know there's going to be a learning curve for this defense here in the early going.
So, like groin pains we talked about earlier?
Yes. Yep.
Yes, sirree.
That's exactly right.
The other thing you worry about pains on a night like this with the heat and humidity, about cramps and so forth as this day, night progresses.
2nd down and 10. The quarterback, Maceo, fake the dive, and then he rolls to his left, and he will be driven out of bounds at the 45 on the far side of the field.
That was a Houdini move there by Maceo, because the bottom line, he should have been sacked with 3 or 4 maroon jerseys around him near the 47 in Portage territory. Somehow he escaped. Not that it was a highlight reel you're going to see on TV tonight or hear us talk about for the carry of the game. So that was certainly was a great effort to take what could have been a lost yardage play and maybe, 3rd and about 14, makes it 3rd and a much more manageable 8.
From the Mishawaka 46, it's Portage 20, Mishawaka 19. Maceo in the shotgun. The fullback, Russell, offset to the right. The inside handoff, and it looked like Jalen Smith wanted to throw. He keeps it himself. He'll be spun down at the 42-yard line. Not much of a gain. It's going to be 4th down upcoming for Portage with 50 seconds to play in the first half.
Derek Dawson with a nice tackle, but I think you're right. The fact that they looked downfield, Jalen Smith had the ball running from the far left sideline to the right sideline, so certainly in a mode that a right-hander can throw from. There was nobody downfield. It was well defended by the caveman. And I'm not sure really anybody broke downfield all that well, because if anybody could have gotten past the secondary, there was 40 yards of real estate there with nobody behind it.
22 seconds to play in the half, and Portage will finally take a timeout. They're kind of playing a game of chicken there as far as who's going to blank, and Portage takes the timeout and will try for at least possibly the last play of the first half, or to at least put Mishawaka in a more difficult situation if they don't come up with a first down.
And we invite you to stay tuned. The Mishawaka Education Foundation halftime report presented by the Mishawaka Education Foundation, growing a better future for Mishawaka schools in School City of Mishawaka. That'll be coming up at the break. We will have, of course, a recap of scoring and statistics here in this first half. Matt Embry will have a complete look at the high school football scoreboard from around the area. He gave you some scores earlier that included Penn leading Valparaiso, Marion spanking Clay, Northridge up on Adams, and St. Joe two touchdowns up on Concord. Riley also home tonight at Jacksonville against Leo. Other games as you get out to the west, New Prairie and LaPorte, they renew their annual rivalry. East Noble's down at The Rock in Plymouth, Goshen's at Fairfield, to name just a few. We'll have all the scores coming up on our Mishawaka Education Foundation halftime report.
Fourth and four, Portage at the Mishawaka 42. Maceo takes the snap. Maceo fires, and it's going to be broken up by the Cavemen.
That's good defense by Staten. Middle linebacker stayed home, read it really, really well, and that one somehow just got off the mittens and wasn't able to intercept it. It was there for the taking, but on fourth down, it really doesn't matter because the ball goes to Mishawaka, and now they can decide to run a play or two or simply take a knee and head to the locker room.
17.2 seconds to play in the first half. Mishawaka trails 20-19. They have the ball at their own 42-yard line. With Brian Miller, I'm Sean Stiers. Matt Embry in our WSBT studios. He'll get you caught up on all the area scores at halftime. And as Brian was just saying, the Dean Huppert interview with Dr. Spiker, the superintendent of Mishawaka Schools, coming up at halftime. It looks like Chris Harness is back in there at fullback. Shively drops back to throw. He fires the pass. It's going to be a lateral. Hook and lateral on the catch at the 40-yard line, at the 41-yard line. The play goes with 8.7 seconds to play.
And I do believe a timeout, Mishawaka. Yep.
So Chris Harness took the lateral after the pass to Isaiah Evans, and the ball goes up to the 42 with 8.7 seconds left, and we do have a timeout.
And Sean, you mentioned Chris Harness. It's good to see him back on the gridiron because he missed
the last
possession.
Drive.
Yeah, the last drive that Mishawaka had offensively. Starting fullback has had a really good night. Not sure what the injury was, but whatever it was has not kept him out of the competition. He's back out there for Mishawaka. Now, what do you think? Does Bart pull out of the magic hat here with 8.7 ticks and a point they are chasing?
That's a good question. We will find out. First and 10 at the 41 of Portage. Shively under center. Straight back drop. Shively throws it long down the middle of the field. It's going to be intercepted to the 30, to the 35, and finally tackled across the 35, the Portage defender.
Cameron Kalenbeck came from behind, trying to strip the football, but tackled
that
the
was
defender.
Josh Warmick, the free safety, who came up with the interception. So an interception on the last play of the first half, and Mishawaka trails by a point here at halftime, and it looks like Darren Rodriguez is saying something. I don't know if he thinks maybe there should be a second or two left on the clock still, but he is arguing with the officials out at midfield.
Well, he is really adamant in his argument against the officials, and he is right in the face of referee Mike Monahan. But it will not matter as the teams now. Mishawaka is long gone into their locker room off to our right, down in the southwest corner here at Steel Stadium, while now Portage, on a much delayed exit, will head across the gridiron over to our left and head to the northeast corner.
20-19 is the halftime score. Portage leads Mishawaka at halftime. Mishawaka will have the football to start the second half. We'll take a timeout when we come back. Dean Huppert's interview with superintendent of Mishawaka Schools, Dr. Dean Spiker. Well, and they are still arguing right now, so... And it is official. It is halftime. Halftime is underway. Darren Rodriguez was still arguing his case out there. But so we'll take a timeout. The Dean Hupper to interview with Dr. Dean Spiker. When we return, and we'll be back after that, Matt Embry will have scores, and we'll get you caught up on the first half scoring as well. This is Mishawaka Caveman Football on WSBT. It is going to be Devon Parker and Donovan Snyder back deep for Mishawaka. The Cavemen trail the Portage Indians 20-19 here at halftime. As the Cavemen will start with the football in the second half. The new lights on, and it's pretty nice out there,
Brian. It's really nice out there, my friend. Yes, sirree. And this turf looks great. The lights look great. It's a Friday night. There's nothing better than a Friday night on the gridiron at Steel Stadium. This is an artistic painting, for lack of a better term, when you get the city of Mishawaka here to support their cavemen.
Snyder and Parker back deep, and it is one of the up men for the cavemen.
Not a lot of running room over that far side. That was well defended.
That was Ethan Fowler, one of the up men for the cavemen, and he takes it to the 30-yard line. So the cavemen will have the football first and 10 at their own 30 to start the second half. It will be Chris Harness back in at fullback for the cavemen. Kallenbeck and Evans will be the wings. It is Snyder on the near side of the formation at wide receiver. And it is Taylor on the far side, Bradley Taylor at wide receiver as well. Motion, and it is a quarterback keeper. Shively starts to the right, then cuts back into the middle to his left, where he will be stopped at the 38-yard line. A gain of 8 on first down for the cavemen on the first play of the second half.
Good start from Mishawaka. Certainly the fullback was a fake this time. And Sam Shively just kind of played a little one-on-one with two or three of those Portage defenders, getting into that linebacking core and picking up some really nice first down yardage.
Brody Robinette runs in the play for the cavemen. Taylor to the left, Snyder to the right, Kallenbeck and Evans. Evans goes in motion.
Oh boy.
Quarterback keeper, and stopped in the backfield is Shively. Penetration, Jimmy Craven, the defensive end for Portage, brought him down for the loss. It'll be a loss of 3. And third down and 5 coming up for Mishawaka.
Pursuit there, as you mentioned, by Jimmy Craven, but also really bottling up Shively was Job Kitchen, another defensive end who's a senior. That was a well played defensive play there by Portage. They read that very, very well.
Third
in anticipation.
Third and 5 for Mishawaka at its own 35-yard line. Receiver to either side. Evans goes in motion. Shively on the keeper. Shively in the backfield.
Wow.
Manages to get the pitch off, but not much of a gain. It's going to bring up fourth down. That was a dangerous pitch that time.
That was a shot put toss over to Isaiah Evans. Evans was fortunate to catch it. I'm not sure he netted any yardage on that play. Maybe 2 or 3. It'll be fourth down and 2 now. Just underway here in the third quarter. But Shively's throwing. He was fighting off a couple defenders who had his shoulder pads in his jersey, but it literally looked like he was in spring track season shot putting.
Fourth and 2 from their own 38-yard line. Mishawaka, they will line up to go for it. Shively under center, Harness in the backfield. Let's see if they try a hard count. Nope. And it is Shively, and the pitch goes out to the left across the 40. First down, cavemen. Kallenbeck picks it up.
That was near disaster, Sean. Because A, defenders were too hip, or rather hanging on the hip of quarterback Sam Shively when he pitched it with that left hand to that far arcing left side. Kallenbeck in stride, and that ball went right through a couple defenders and was able just to net enough yardage by about a yard and a half for that first down just past the 40.
9:33 to play in the third quarter. It's Portage 20, Mishawaka 19. First and 10 cavemen from their own 41. Shively under center. Shively, play fake. Now tosses
wide
down
open.
The middle. Wide open. And the catch made into the open field. Still going on his feet. down the near sideline.
Kalen back.
Oh, yes. Touchdown. Oh. Mishawaka.
Kalen back from the far side came across and cut right back through the middle, and it was like a donut. There was nothing in the middle, and once Kalen back caught it, he kind of grabbed it by the fingertips on the bottom of the football. He was gone untouched.
So Mishawaka, as we know, doesn't pass a ton, but they get a big touchdown pass that time.
59 yards.
A 59-yard touchdown strike from Sam Shively to Cameron Kalenbeck. He didn't score a touchdown last year. Kalenbeck didn't, but he gets a 59-yard touchdown reception here tonight. Mishawaka on top and going for two.
Sometimes Mishawaka will use a full house backfield in this two-point conversion, but here they're going more with a traditional setup. Single fullback, two wings.
Shively in the backfield is going to be dropped for a loss. The defensive end, once again, Jimmy Craven brings him down.
They went with the blitz, and the caveman did not pick it up well, didn't read it well, and Craven was all over Shively. Sam did not have a chance.
25-20, Mishawaka leads Portage after the 59-yard touchdown pass to Cameron Kalenbeck from Sam Shively. Let's take a timeout. This is Mishawaka Caveman Football on WSBT. Mishawaka kicking off, and it takes a bad hop. It is Lawrence. Lawrence with a football for Portage. He stumbles at the 20, going to his right across the 25, out to the 27-yard line. 25-20. Mishawaka leads Portage.
First lead for the Cavemen.
First lead for the Cavemen of the season, as they got a 59-yard touchdown pass from Sam Shively to Cameron Kalenbeck on their first possession of the second half. So they're on top by five, 9:06 to play in the third quarter.
And that is the second touchdown in the career of Sam Shively, who had one last year as a sophomore in a reserve quarterback role behind Ryan Robleski.
Cody Russell is the fullback behind Maceo. Russell takes the handoff, the big fullback rumbling to the right, and he barrels across the 40, and he keeps going up close to the 45-yard line before he's finally brought down after a first down run on a gain of 17 yards for Cody Russell.
You know, we talked in the half, just going into the third quarter in our halftime report about maybe second half keys, and I mentioned Cody Russell. I didn't think he maybe had touched the ball as many times as I would have anticipated in this Portage look. And the Portage offense, and boy, if that's any indication, Mishawaka better find him and find him fast, because he's really good.
He's 5'10 and 230 pounds. And Maceo, the quarterback, keeps it this time, and he pitches it out to the right, down the sideline. Goes Jalen Smith, I believe it was, on the far sideline for Portage.
Yep. Smith, 5'8, 180 pounds, senior, or check that, junior, 11th grader for the Indians. He is another young man on this
So they pick up
field.
28 yards on two plays there. A little thunder and lightning time.
Every time Mishawaka has grabbed the momentum, Portage has answered. And the Caveman defense right now needs to take their youthfulness and strap it down.
Smith goes in motion. Maceo hands it off to Russell. Russell rumbling it into the middle of the field. Russell in front of everybody to the 10-5. Touchdown, Portage.
Three plays.
The touchdown run for Cody Russell. And boy, you had the key there. Mishawaka did keep him contained, Brian, in the first half. But what he had, 59 yards on two carries there. Jalen Smith with the other 11 yards.
42-yarder, and basically, Sean, on that last snap and carry, he wasn't touched after probably 10 yards. Point after conversion for the Indians. The snap is there. The hold is good. The kick is on the way, and the kick is good.
So Portage converts that time, and they go back on top. 8:01 to play in the third quarter. Portage now leads 27-25 after a 49-yard touchdown run, or a 42-yard touchdown run by the fullback, Cody Russell. Back after this, this is Mishawaka football on WSBT. Donovan Snyder and Devon Parker back. Mishawaka, the Cavemen trail by two with 8:01 to play in the third, Brian.
Three plays, took a minute and 11 seconds. Aces were wild. Cody Russell was the ace there, and that very possibly on that run by Russell from Portage might be, we'll have to listen to the postgame show, the Rossini's carry of the game, powered by our friends at Rossini Pizza. Carry out, and you can be proud to bring home Lincoln Way East, just down the road from Mishawaka High School, across from Beeger School.
End over end kick goes to Snyder. Snyder back at the 12. Snyder up the middle. Snyder still going to the 30, to the 32, and close to the 35-yard line.
That was half a bushel right there of carriage there by the kick return team by Mishawaka. There were several white jerseys with red pants draped all over the Caveman return team, and that was a great second effort by Devon Parker. He's had a couple really nifty returns here tonight.
27-25, Portage on top, 7:54 to play in the third quarter. Mishawaka scored on its first possession of the second half. Now they'll start their second possession back at their own 35-yard line. It is Chris Harness in the backfield. Harness takes the dive up the middle a couple of yards. Not much more on the dive by Christopher Harness. The fullback, give him 3 yards, it looks like, on first down. It'll be second down and 7.
I know I said this earlier tonight, and when Mishawaka trails, they're not typically, although they did have the big touchdown pass on the last score, Shively to Cameron Kalenbeck. They're not a quick hitting, not a quick scoring, throwing the ball around the yard team. They just need to stay with their game plan. They're only trailing by 2, and just take care of business and then win the game in the trenches and win it between the tackles.
Snyder is the flanker right. Taylor is in the slot. Keeper by Shively. Shively dives up across the 40-yard line after a gain of a couple. It will be third down and 5.
Josh Wormick in the free safety position coming up, cheating up and knowing where Shively was. But, you know, using a basketball term again, man-to-man defense. Right there, Portage played great man-to-man defense. They had each of their men, both wings. They knew where the fullback was, and they obviously knew where number 4 was, Sam Shively.
6 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the third quarter. Third and 5, Mishawaka at their own 40-yard line. They trail by 2. The receivers go out to the left side this time. Sam Shively, the quarterback, crawls up under center. Harness in the backfield. Shively keeps it himself as he rolls to the left, picks up a couple of yards, then he's pushed backwards by that stout Portage defense.
And Portage's interior D is really, really, Sean, doing a great job. They have been up to most every task that Mishawaka has thrown at them tonight. And right now, as far as Big Mo, even though it's just a two-point ball game, you just kind of feel like maybe Portage is just a little stronger in the middle and maybe just a little more explosive than what the Cavemen are right now.
So let's see what the Cavemen come up with this time. It is 4th and 4 from their own 41, and they will line up to go for it. Harness is back there. Robinette is the flanker to the right. Taylor is in the slot to that side. Evans goes in motion. The toss goes to Evans.
Huge
near
block.
Side. Evans gets a block across the 50. First down, Mishawaka.
I'm not sure who laid the block. I'm going to track the number. But what a huge block for the Caveman by number 39.
Taylor with the big block.
Brody Robinette. That was a great block by Robinette here on the right side. He really, the man that was on him was in pursuit of Evans, and he was able to turn him away from the runner and freed him up for what would have been, instead of maybe only a 1 or 2 yard gain, a first down. And of course, every first down brought to you by Kevin Putz and First Midwest Mortgage.
Mishawaka, 1st and 10 from the Portage 39. Toss goes to Evans again with a running lane.
See
Evans,
ya.
30, 20, cuts it back inside. Evans, 10, 5, touchdown, Mishawaka!
Who said they're not a big play team? How dare he?
Evans with a 49-yard touchdown run and 2 big strikes. 49 this time. It was 59, I believe, the last time. Mishawaka goes back on top, 31-27.
I can tell you, Devin Griffin has never seen a cut that decisive, that close to him. You talking about faked out of your shoes, baby. Griffin was in the vapors on that run. That was magnificent.
A beautiful running lane there on the right side, and then he got that block and Evans cut back across the grain and found the goal line from 49 yards away. Now, Mishawaka to go for two. Shively keeps it himself across the goal line. They get the two. It'll be 33-27, Mishawaka. The Cavemen go up by six. The long 49-yard touchdown run, Isaiah Evans. 5:05 to play in the third. Let's take a timeout. This is Mishawaka Caveman football on WSBT. So Isaiah Evans with his third touchdown of the night has matched what he had from all of last season in the opener here tonight, Brian. And Mishawaka to kick off once again. And a high end-over-end kick comes to one of the short men, Jeff Bloom. Bloom, the big fullback. Bloom running in the middle, and he's going to be dragged down at the 32-yard line.
Great pursuit there by Mishawaka.
Bloom at 5'10", 230 pounds with the up man. And with this, the way Mishawaka kicks off, you kind of have to know who the up men are more than the deep men for Portage tonight.
Well, it's one of those things that, you know, if it's more or less like, look, if you kick it to him, you're going to run laps Monday. Because
Millage took it back already from, 80-some yards earlier. So.
You kick it to Millage, you're going to run a whole lot of laps on Monday.
Millage in the slot to the right. Maceo under center. The handoff goes to the fullback, Russell. Russell will get it up to the 35-yard line where he will be brought down after a gain of about three. It'll be second down, 33-27. Mishawaka leads 4 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the third quarter.
Should have credited Caleb Crothers a little earlier on that great tackle on special team for the Cavemen.
Maceo behind center, Russell behind him. Jalen Smith is the wing to the left. It'll be Maceo on the keeper this time. Maceo gets it up close to the 45-yard line at the 44, where he'll pick up a first down after a gain of 9 yards. Portage is on the move again.
And that first down, and each first down of tonight's game, sponsored by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage.
So both offenses having their way, and there have been no turnovers in this game so far either, Brian. Both teams taking care of the football tonight.
That, you know, that's got to be very positive, no doubt, because a lot of times in game one of the season, there's multiple turnovers or miscues.
Maceo on the keeper. Maceo to the right, slips by one tackler, now still on his feet. Here comes Maceo to the near side, across the 35, stumbles and spins to the 30. Now he bounces back across the 25 to the 24. Maceo like a pinball for Portage, bouncing his way upfield after another big chunk gain.
Blake Brown had to chase him down with the Mishawaka posse, but credited with the tackle. Wow, what a great athletic move. It almost looked like Maceo was in one of those bounce houses.
That's right.
Bouncing off the walls, left, right.
I tell you, these two quarterbacks, though, tonight have put on a show back there.
They have. Very similar. Both of them are very similar. They can both throw. They can both run the option. And they can both just put it on their arm and run with it.
Maceo for Portage gives it to the fullback, Russell. Russell will be brought down.
Very short gain right there. Caveman tackle for Ryan Watt.
Watt brings him down after, as you said, Russell picked up just a short game that time. He had a rumbling touchdown his last time. Mishawaka, for the most part, with the exception of that big play on his touchdown run on the last possession, has kept him fairly well contained tonight. Second down and 8 from the Caveman 22. Maceo behind center. And now this time Russell comes up in a wing. Smith fumble. Now a fumbled snap. Maceo picks it up, though. Maceo on his feet into the middle. Maceo coming back to the left where he will be tackled at the 12-yard line.
You know, Maceo has this just this presence. Even a broken play like that, there was absolutely no panic. And I know he didn't drop it on purpose, but as cool and calm and collected as he was when he picked it up and found the seam to the right and then swerved back on the bender to the left, that was a nice run in what could have been a disaster. Yeah, another first down.
First and 10 at the 12 with 2:12 to play in the third quarter. You're right, though, because a lot of quarterbacks, that ball hits the ground behind the center. They have to look down.
Panic!
Panic because they don't know what's coming at them. But he kept his his cool and managed to pick up a first down out of that. Maceo will keep it himself. Maceo to the right. Maceo with an open field into the end zone. Touchdown Portage.
12-yarder.
From 12 yards away, it is Anthony Maceo, the senior Portage quarterback. The 12-yard touchdown run to tie the score at 33 with the extra point coming.
Sean, are we in a situation where the first to 50 wins, or how is this?
Kind of looking that way right now. A minute 52 still to play in the third quarter, a 33-33 ball game.
Big point after conversion now.
And neither team has been very good with their conversions as well. On to kick the extra point. It is low, and it hits the crossbar. So we'll stay tied as Tyler Hufford, the senior kicker, hits the crossbar, and it'll stay 33-33.
That looked like a soccer ball that you would kick right there. That would have as much line drive as you would ever imagine, and almost really hit the bottom of the crossbar, made contact, and wow, 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 we're knotted at 33s.
33-33 after a 12-yard touchdown run by Portage quarterback Anthony Maceo. Let's take a timeout. This is Mishawaka football on WSBT. Portage to kick off. We're tied at 33 with a minute 52 to play in the third quarter. Again, it is Snyder and Parker back deep. And a high end over end kick. And it is dropped and diving on it back at the 22-yard line. Let's see who came up with that.
I think it was Parker.
Looked like it might have been Ethan Fowler get up, but in any case, Mishawaka managed to keep it.
Off of Fowler, Parker recovered, I believe.
Got a couple score updates
there? We have some fun scores, actually. Let's check them out. One final, our first final tonight, Mishawaka Marion wins on the road at South Bend Clay. They clobber the Colonials 42-8. Northwood continues to flex their muscles, ranked number one in their class. They lead Northwood late third, 31-0. LaPorte leads New Prairie in the third, 27-6. And the early third quarter, Penn Valpo is the Kingsman still up by 1-7-6. And how about this? St. Joe leads Concord by one late third, 24-23.
Chris Harness up the middle. Harness with open field. Harness across the 50. Harness to the 45-yard line.
First time we've heard from him in a while. And there's an Indian back way near the 30, shaking up.
Down on the field is
two of
T'Angelo
them.
Rayner.
And yeah, Rayner's, right. Rayner's back around the 32-yard line, and then where the play ended,
I can't see his number. He's lying on his back right now. The other Portage player, but Rayner was the first one down. And hopefully it's just cramps, but both guys are laying down on their backs right now, and it looks like Rayner
cramps to our left,
yeah,
and not so many cramps to our right. And now more of the medical staff from Portage High School is going to come out of there right now, checking out the right knee of that injured Indian defender. We can tell you other scores that are available. Fairfield continues to lead Goshen 17-0. Halftime tally had Bremen leading Tippecanoe Valley 14-13. Over Jacksonfield, Leo on the road winning against South Bend Riley 28-16. That's 28-16 Leo over Riley. And of course, tomorrow night there's a couple area high school football games. South Bend Washington will play versus Hammond. I do believe that game is at Schoolfield. And tomorrow, an annual lid lifter that's on typically on a Friday, but a Saturday battle for the Mangy Lion over at Ricefield in Elkhart, as the good guys against the good guys in that town take to do battle. Elkhart Memorial visiting Elkhart Central. Always a good one.
Our old friend Vince D'Addario, who's the offensive coordinator for South Bend, Washington, did some basketball with us last winter. And he'll be out there. And I had forgotten, we were texting earlier today, and he's like, no, we play tomorrow. So they've got an extra day. They can kind of get around and see what everybody else is doing in the area tonight.
So he's scouting your play-by-play and
that's
attempt at color, right?
That's right. We'll be getting critiques here sometime soon.
I'm surprised your text machine hasn't been going off. That was Josh Akers, again, who was the injured Indian, and hobbling off the field. It would be surprising to see him back out there tonight. Good news, though, he was taken off with some help, but not requiring any more urgent type exit.
Bradley Taylor wide left, and it is Brody Robinette wide right. Shively under center, keeps it himself. Shively turns it upfield and picks it up across the 45 down near the 40 down near the 37-yard line.
That was a play where Sam Shively sold sand in the desert, because right there he did an absolutely magnificent job of carrying out the fake to the fullback, who would be, again, Chris Harness. He was banged up a little earlier in the first half, but he is looking like he's at full power. And the great fake by Shively netted 8 yards for the Cavemen.
Shively with the football, the dive to Harness. Harness across the 35. See if they give him the 34 a couple of yards. It's going to be third down and short coming up. Nope.
I think it's a first down.
Nope, now they do say first down.
It took a while, but this, of course, and every first down tonight and all season long, sponsored by Kevin Putz, a First Midwest Mortgage.
33-33 the score. We're under a minute to play in the third quarter. Mishawaka on the move. First and 10 at the Portage 35-yard line. Harness is in the backfield. Shively is under center. Shively keeps it himself, fakes the pitch, and gets across the 30-yard line.
Great head fake by Shively. Really allowed, or really forced, not allowed, but forced the defender to bite. And certainly was able to garner him another 3 or 4 yards on what was a 5-yard pickup.
Picks up 5 yards, and let's see if Mishawaka runs a play before the end of the third quarter. Tied at 33. They will stay in the huddle, and the third quarter will come to a close. So Mishawaka is on the move again. It'll be second down and 5 at the Portage 30 in a 33-33 ball game when the fourth quarter begins after we take this timeout. This is Mishawaka Caveman Football on Michiana Sports Leader, 96.1 FM, WSBT. 33-33 as the fourth quarter begins. I'm Sean Sires along with Brian Miller. It's been an offensive game here, to say the least, Brian, an exciting one.
You know, but the defensive have not played poorly.
No, they haven't.
It may be just the offenses here with a couple of good quarterbacks and certainly some great skill players for both these ball clubs. Might be just ahead of the defenses at this stage of the season. But fasten your seatbelt. 12 more minutes, and I still think the first team to 50 wins.
33-33, second and 5 from the 30. Shively, the quarterback, keeps it himself. Might have been a busted play there, but Shively makes something out of nothing. He dives forward for a couple of yards. It is going to be third down and 3 from the 28.
Sean, we've got our second final score in on the night in regular season opener down at Andrews Field in Napanee. Northwood, the number 1 ranked Panthers, flex their muscles and beat up on rival Jimtown 31-0. That final score, and repeating the final from earlier, Mishawaka Marion defeated Southland Clay 42-8.
Third down and 3, Mishawaka at the Portage 28-yard line. Harness in the backfield. Shively under center. Evans goes in motion. Harness.
Still
was it Harness?
Feet. I believe so.
So Harness,
yes, sir,
up to the 25-yard line. I thought I got faked out there for a second on that handoff. You know how that goes with this option. But Harness did have it, and it looks like the way they spot it, it is. It's going to be just shy of the first down. It'll be fourth down and 1, Mishawaka.
Not sure that was all the most friendly spot the Cavemen could have gotten.
Oh, I know.
But fourth down and 1, just underway here in the fourth quarter. Lots of time and no panic. Again, we're knotted 33 all.
Shively under center. Evans goes motion right, and Portage jumps off sides.
Wow. Automatic first down.
First down, Mishawaka. The ball just shy of the 20-yard line. Just underway here in the fourth quarter. 33-33 the score. Mishawaka and Portage. Neither team has been stopped tonight. The only time that Portage was stopped offensively, actually I guess both teams have, we had an interception, and then Portage was stopped on fourth down as well.
Offensive batting average has been pretty good.
Yep, that's right. Here's Harness, breaks free, touchdown Mishawaka from 20 yards away. The fullback, Chris Harness.
Dynamite. They come in small packages, and right there Chris Harness was magnificent. 5'7", 165 pounds, exploded on that quick cadence of the line of scrimmage, a quick inside handoff from Sam Shively, and after the initial contact of the line of scrimmage, nobody touched Harness, and the Cavemen bust up by 6.
Well, you're right about Chris Harness because he is listed as a fullback, but he's just 5'7 and 165. You compare that to Portage's fullback, who was 5'10 and 230 pounds, but all he needed to do was bust through that first hole, and he got in there.
This is not wrestling. Okay.
So Mishawaka now to go for two after scoring the touchdown. They are up 39-33 after the touchdown run by Chris Harness from 20 yards out, and the Cavemen take a timeout before running the play.
A two-point conversion upcoming, but that run breaks this 33-all tie. And I'm going to have to dig into a couple of the history books here, checking about the Cavemen output of scoring on opening night. They had 21 in their 21-7 win last year over at Portage, although they scored 40 against these Indians 2 years ago back here at Steel Stadium, scored 54 against Portage in a win in the 2014 season opener. That was 54-35. And against Portage, when they lost the last time, was in the opener of the 2013 season. So Mishawaka's won three in a row against these Indians. That was a 20-7 Portage win. But then in 2012, the Cavemen scored 57. So I guess maybe the first team to 50-plus is not necessarily always guaranteed the win in this series.
Yeah, and the way it's going tonight, I mean, somebody's going to break 50 the way it's going, but...
Well, keep in mind, next week you'll see another Dude Land team, and now Valpo, last report, Valpo and Penn were in a defensive Donnybrook, 7-6. And the Vikings will host these Cavemen next Friday, and you'll hear it right here on WSBT. Look forward to that.
Two-point try coming. Shively tosses it to Evans to the right. Evans across the goal line for two.
Got it.
They switched Shively on the initial play before the timeout. Shively was lined up as a wingman, and I think they were going to go with a misdirection, using him as the decoy. This time they lined him up on the wing right-hand side, and they just went to the strong side, and that was a nifty play.
41-33 after the two-pointer by Isaiah Evans. 10-18 to play in the fourth quarter. Let's take a timeout. This is Mishawaka Caveman Football on WSBT. Kick to the near side by Mishawaka. They lead 41-33. I was checking out the middle of men, and they squibbed it only to the 40-yard line where it shot out of bounds. It did touch a player first, so it won't be a penalty for going out of bounds. But Portage will start with a football, it looks like, at their own 38-yard line. Mishawaka leads 41-33, 10-16 to play in the fourth quarter.
Mishawaka's biggest lead of the night. And furthermore, with that two-point conversion, an eight-point advantage. And now you really force the hand of Portage if they're able to score. Fullback right up the middle on the little inside quick cadence handoff. And that was Maceo to Cody Russell. And Russell was really impressive coming out of the shoot here in this third quarter, but it seems like Portage tends to get away from him a little bit. I'll be anxious to see if they go back to him or as the bread and butter guy. Again, there's no need to panic if there's 10 minutes of this football game and
right,
you're only chasing one full score.
Yep, and as we've said, both teams have really been efficient offensively. He had that big touchdown run earlier on Portage's first possession of the second half. Maceo takes the snap. He will roll to his left. Maceo cuts it upfield, still on his feet, down the sideline, to the 40, the 30, the 20. Maceo, the quarterback, still going, to the goal line, touchdown, Portage.
58 yards.
A 58-yard keeper by Anthony Maceo, the Portage quarterback. And the back and forth continues here at Steel Stadium. It's a two-point game. And you would think Portage will go for two here.
Absolutely, Sean, they have to.
9:27 to play in the ball game.
Sean, from that initial snap, that looked like a little move around the left side on a sweep, maybe good for 5 or 6 yards. But Maceo just dazzled the defense. I'm not sure there was truly a broken tackle. He just avoided people.
He absolutely did. As you said, first he started to the left, and he cut back in the middle. Now bobbled snap. Maceo eludes a tackler, though. Angles to the pylon. He dives for the pylon. Does he get in? No! He stopped shy of the goal line.
What a very, very close call as Maceo bobbled the snap, swept to the left. He was really collared by some defenders where he was unable to get around the corner as he wished. As he slid and was trying to extend the ball, the referee was right there, hesitated on making a call. The side judge hesitated on making a call. And then finally, about a second went by before he waved him out of bounds. But the ball had been stretched across the goal line. Would have been the two-point conversion. But the sideline official said that Maceo broke out of bounds before the ball extended. Thus, no two-point conversion.
9:22 to play in the fourth. Mishawaka leads by two. Quick timeout. This is Mishawaka Caveman Football. 9:22 to play in the fourth quarter. Mishawaka leads Portage 41-39 with Portage getting ready to kick off after Anthony Maceo. How many yards was that touchdown run? 58?
Only 58.
Tell you what, and the deep men for Mishawaka once again are Davon Parker and Donovan Snyder.
I'll be honest, I don't think I've driven my car as far as Anthony Maceo's ran tonight.
High end-over-end kick goes to Parker on the far side of the 15. Parker skips his way up across the 20. 25 still on his feet to the 30-yard line.
Just hold on to that football.
That's right. Bears repeating. I guess we did. Did I say no turnovers? There was that interception at the end of the first half. I think I missed that one.
I've worked with Scott Bovenkirk long enough to know that a coach panics when you get a big huddle of people and the guy's still churning and grinding
right
for that extra yard.
Right.
And that's normally when somebody gets the spatula in the oven and flips the flapjack out. And that's when the ball's laying on the turf and you're screaming, just go down. You've got a two-point lead in the fourth quarter.
First and 10, Mishawaka leading by two, 9:13 to play at their own 31-yard line. It is a quarterback keeper by Shively. Shively slips past the tackler, stumbles up across the 35 to the 36-yard line.
Right now, if Bart Curtis was writing out his early Christmas wish list for week one football, it would be Sam Shively, maybe a little bit of Chris Harness, and try to chew up about 7-8 minutes of this clock and put the ball in the end zone.
Gain of 5 makes it 2nd and 5, Mishawaka, from its own 36-yard line.
Don't need a big play, just a good, steady drive.
Motion, Shively back to throw.
Wow.
Over the middle, incomplete. He was looking over the middle for Evans. Incomplete, though. It'll be 3rd and 5.
Maybe. Bart Curtis and his offensive staff were figuring maybe Portage was listening to me and thinking about lulling them to sleep because Evans was wide open. That ball wasn't underthrown. Evans is off to the races.
Yeah, he was almost too open, I think, that time. 3rd and 5, Mishawaka at its own 36. The clock stopped, 8:28 to play, 41-39 Cavemen.
This is a big third down.
Evans goes in motion. The toss goes to Evan. He will be stopped in the backfield for a loss by the defensive end, his opposite number 14, Jimmy Craven, the defensive end who's been in that backfield a few times tonight. And we'll see the first punt formation of the ball game on 4th down and 9 coming up.
That was about a 6-yard loss. But in the scheme of things, you think about 2nd and 5, you're moving the ball, you go for the pass play, it goes incomplete, and then you have the negative yardage play, and instead of a drive or a couple of first downs to advance a chains and eat some clock with your two-point advantage, now Portage is going to get the ball back with about 7:30 to play.
Kalen back to punt for the first time. Very high. It's more high than it is long as it bounces at the Portage 49. It takes a caveman roll of just 1 yard to the 48.
22-yard punt.
So a short punt by Kalen Beck. First punt of the night for either team. And that's a big stop for Portage because we've talked all night. We were thinking it might come down to extra points. That's the first stop, really, defensively for either team tonight, because I don't know if you can even count that interception because it was just a heave with seconds to go earlier in the first half.
That was a big play. Big change of momentum there. After Portage failed on the two-point conversion on a close play, And Mishawaka initially moving the ball well on that drive. But again, going for the pass on third down, getting away from their bread and butter, and then having the negative yardage play.
Maceo hands it off to Russell, where he's stoned in the backfield, but he bounces off that tackler and gets it up close to midfield.
That was some monster hits right there. That was some monster tackling. That was just some monster play right on the inside there by Mishawaka's defense. And the first hit was Eric Vargo, the 6 foot, 210-pound inside defender. He had the first surge that slowed down the progress of Russell. And then the rest of the maroon jerseys got there in a really bad mood and only a gain of two.
He could have been dropped for a loss of two, but he picked up two instead. Maceo from the short shotgun takes the handoff, goes to his left, spins off a tackler, and gets it up to the Mishawaka 46-yard line.
Mishawaka went away from their bread and butter, and obviously kind of in the process, I'm not sure it's proper to say shot yourself in the foot just a bit, maybe trying to catch the Indians greedy or sleeping, and whether you call it greedy or not. Let's see if Portage tries to do something that maybe is out of their norm, and or if they stay with their bread and butter of the Maceo Russell show.
Third and four, Portage at the Mishawaka 46. Maceo with Russell behind him. Motion. Russell takes the handoff. Bounce in the backfield.
Oh,
stays
boy.
On his feet, though, as he rumbles it up to the Caveman 35.
Picked up about a dozen on that play. And again, that was a broken tackle that would have been short of the first down. But on that second effort, Russell just is strong. He stayed low. He kept the legs churning. He had the ball well wrapped, and nobody was going to strip the ball from him. And now takes it out to the 36. And another fresh set of downs for Portage as they're on the march, trailing by two with 5:50 to go.
Russell's 5'10", 230 pounds. If you're going to hit him, you better hit him low, because we've seen a couple of high hits, and he's just bounced right off him and kept those legs driving forward. First and 10, Portage. Russell on the fake handoff. Maceo takes it. Maceo to his left, and Maceo across the 30, and he'll be stopped at the 26-yard line.
C.J. Fisher in the neighborhood on the tackle, along with Noah Staten.
They will give him the 25-yard line. First and 10, Portage, 5:24 to play in the ball game. 41-39, Mishawaka leads. Portage is on the move once again. Maceo from the pistol with the fullback Russell back there behind him, and Maceo turning back and working the clock down a little bit. They're going to try to use some clock now. A bad snap once again. Russell will take it, and Russell will cross the 20, and he'll get up close to the 15-yard line.
Going to be officially stopped right around the 17. Actually, they're going to mark him at the 18 there, Sean. But, yeah, that was a low snap. Maceo did not panic and got the handoff to Russell, and Russell did a really good job of getting to the outside and just literally knocking over a couple defenders to pick up about six on that play.
It is second and three, Portage. Maceo looks back and again is using some play clock. It is down to seven. Maceo takes the snap, keeps it himself, goes to the right, still running to the right, strung out, and over near the sideline, he'll finally be driven out of bounds.
Devin Jimenez, the first defender in the neighborhood for the tackle, and strings him out of bounds to stop the clock at 4:05 to play.
Staten, the linebacker, got over there to help him out as well. Mishawaka trying to protect this two-point lead, but now we've got 4 minutes to play in the game, and we're seeing Portage on every play as they drive now alertly using play clock with that game clock and precious seconds ticking with both of these teams running option offenses.
We're getting a little bit of crunch time here at the four-minute mark. And on opening night, certainly a big, big test for both these clubs.
First and 10, Portage at the Mishawaka 12. Maceo fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, cuts to the middle. Maceo, touchdown from 12 yards out.
Well, you talk about a couple moves earlier we saw from Isaiah Evans. What a nice cut there, and head fake, and then the cut from left back to the right. That cut to the right left a couple of Mishawaka defenders in their tracks, and Maceo on that run for a dozen yards, and now makes it a four-point ball game.
And a two obviously only makes it six. But Portage has had a hard time kicking those two or kicking those extra points, and they are going to go for two. Maceo takes a snap. It is low. Maceo dives, and he will be stopped short of the goal line. So, again, they fail to come up with a conversion. They probably left a half dozen or points, a half dozen or so points on the field, and they lead by just four now, 45 to 41 with 3:34 to play. Let's take a timeout. This is Mishawaka Caveman Football. Devon Parker and Donovan Snyder back deep once again. Ethan Fowler is one of the up men for Mishawaka, as is Aaron Lecluse. Mishawaka trails by four. 3:34 is remaining in this game. Parker takes it at the 12. Parker on the far side of the field. Jitterbugs. Parker to the sideline. Parker still going up near the 30, where he's driven out of bounds.
Somebody's helmet came off. There was some pretty good hard hitting over on that far side in front of the Portage bench.
So on the 2017 season opener, Mishawaka has the football at its own 29-yard line. 3 minutes and 28 seconds remaining. They trail by 4 points.
You're trying to build the drama, aren't you?
That's right.
Hey, another final score in tonight. South Bend Adams, after trailing 19-0, makes a ball game of it, but cannot get over the hump as Northridge wins on the road. The Raiders beat the Eagles 26-14.
Shively under center. Shively will keep it himself. He fakes the dive and brings it as he rolls out to the left, where he crosses the 30, up close to the 33-yard line, after a pickup of four at second and six.
Free safety junior Josh Warmick comes up from the backfield on the defensive end and makes the tackle.
Evans and Kallenbeck on the wings. Kallenbeck goes in motion. Dive goes to Harness. Harness across the 35. Not much there, though. It'll be third down coming up with under three to play. They give him the 36, where it's third and three.
Caveman kind of a hurry-up mode.
Yep, they go no huddle. They call the play at the line. Harness takes the handoff. Harness stumbles up across the 40. First down, Caveman.
Mishawaka first down right there on that carry. First down sponsored by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage, and that was a biggie.
2:38 remaining. The clock stopped momentarily. 45-41, Portage leads. Mishawaka trying to get a drive going, trailing by four here in the fourth quarter. Sam Shively under center. The fullback Harness behind him. Shively back to throw, fires it deep over the middle, open as Evans.
Oh, off his face mask.
Evans was wide open. It bounced off his face mask, it looked like, at the 35-yard line.
Evans just overran it a bit, tried to come back to the ball. His feet didn't come back, his hands did, and it just kind of jarred off his wrists, off his face mask, and to the turf. Whether you want to call it underthrown or just maybe one of those plays. Ouch, that was tough.
That's a very tough play. The receivers coach and the offenses of coaches will tell you, don't be a hugger. He tried to hug that ball instead of catching it out there with the old fingertips.
Well, it wasn't like he was wide open. He had traffic defensively around him, but man, they wish they had that back.
You're right about that. Second and 10 from the 41. The handoff, or the
quarterback draw.
Quarterback keeper, rather, as they fake the handoff to Harness. Not much there. It's going to be third down coming up with two to play.
Right now, lacing up those shoes and those belts a little tighter is necessary for that Mishawaka offensive line. Alex Faulkner very slow in getting up off the turf. We're down to a minute 50 to go in a huge third and long play.
Third and eight from the 43. Shively to Harness. Harness busts in the middle. Harness to the 30, the 25. One man in pursuit. Harness outruns him. Touchdown, Mishawaka.
Wow.
47-45. Mishawaka goes back on top of the minute 36 to play.
57-yard run. And we talked about dynamite comes in small packages. Dynamite was just shot out of a cannon on that run by Chris Harness. That might right there be the carry of the night, sponsored by Rossini's Pizza.
We'll find out.
We'll find out.
We've got a minute 36 to go, though.
Yeah, I jinxed you, didn't I?
Now the kick is coming for Mishawaka.
Keep in mind, that was a third down and long play.
My goodness. And Portage jumps off sides.
Nope, caveman.
Nope. Well, look like Mishawaka was kind of celebrating there for a second, but so it is going to be the caveman, and so it'll be
a field goal, basically.
Patton Snyder, yeah, now to try a longer extra point. The spot, well, it'll be an extra point from 25 yards away. Snyder will try to hit it. His team leading by two, a high snap, the placement
he
down.
Got
the kick
he got
up,
it. He got
and
it.
It's good. No.
No, wide left. I thought it was there.
I did too.
Well, trust me, the guys in stripes have a better angle than
yeah,
we do.
That's right. So a minute 36 remaining, 47-45, Mishawaka leads. Let's take a timeout. This is Mishawaka Caveman Football on WSBT.
Gunsteiners, we're back here, and before we have the ensuing kick, a hard stopper at Father Blythe Field tonight as South Bend St. Joe lost a heartbreaker on the home turf to Concord, 31-30.
Short squib kick is fielded by one of the up men for Portage to the 45-yard line. So a minute 33 remaining. Portage has the football. Mishawaka leads 47-45. Portage will have it at its own 45-yard line.
John, when you talk about strategy and special teams, one of the toughest things is to catch that ob-shaped football, bounce it around, and take in the unusual, strange hops. Well, guess what? This one got a perfect spiral like you would have rolled it like a spiral pass. It rolled right into one of the short men, Isaac Hedgewood, and Hedgewood then just took it straight forward. There was nothing climactic about that.
Maceo from the shotgun. Fumble in the backfield. Diving for it, Russell. It's going to be Russell, the fullback for Portage, recovering the football.
Oh, man.
The clock runs, though, with a minute 18 remaining.
Cruz Ward was right there, as was Eric Vargo, that just could not come up with the fumble recovery. It really puts Portage back on their heels now with a minute 3 to play.
Second down and 11. Mishawaka leads by 2. Maceo takes it. Maceo rolls to his left. Maceo with Mishawaka in pursuit. Toward the sideline, he gets out of bounds, but a lot of time off the clock. Just under 53 seconds remaining. It'll be third and long.
Most importantly, he got out of bounds because that play did take, like you said, Sean, a long time to certainly happen. It took a long time to develop. And in the process, took it down to 52 seconds, but he was fortunate to get out of bounds. Now third and 7, and the Caveman fans trying to make the 12th man a factor.
47-45. Mishawaka leads. Third and 7, Portage from its own 48-yard line. It'll be Maceo alone in the backfield. Maceo throws to the left. Caught. Will he stay in bounds? He is short of the first down, and it looks like
they're going to say
he got out of bounds, but it looks like he's also a yard short of the first down. Or did they give it to him?
I don't know. The near side official waved the play dead, as in to stop the clock.
So it's fourth and 1 at the Mishawaka 46-yard line.
The far yard marker says fourth down. The near yard marker says first, and the scoreboard says fourth. But the ball tells us it's fourth and 1.
Yeah, fourth down and 1 coming up. Russell in the backfield behind Maceo. 46.4 seconds left. Maceo, the quarterback, takes the snap, hands it to Russell, and a flag down on the near sideline.
Fullback blast by Cody Russell.
Russell has first down yardage, but there was a flag down.
Now Portage will take advantage of the stoppage in play. A timeout Portage.
Okay.
But they're going to say there was a penalty, I believe, against the defense of Mishawaka. Correction, was a sideline warning. Okay.
And we do have a timeout taken. 43 seconds left. Mishawaka leads by two. Timeout Portage. This is Mishawaka football on WSBT. First and 10 Portage from the Mishawaka 43 with 43 seconds remaining. Maceo, the quarterback, flushed out of the pocket. Fires it deep down the middle of the field. Up, and it is intercepted!
The ball was heave-ho. And I think the pickoff for the Cavemen was by number 89, Aaron Lacoys. I think it was Lacoys on the pick.
He was battling for the football with Greg Millage, and you could tell one of them had it. They both went up for it at the same time, and Lacoys manages to take it away. So 34.2 seconds left. Mishawaka leading 47-45. And Mishawaka will have the football at its own 2-yard line.
We're still watching the replay, Sean. Sorry to abort you here. We are trying to watch the replay on the video. And I'm most sure it was Aaron Lacoys that had that huge interception.
So now Mishawaka just has to...
Matt Atkinson.
And Atkinson is a player we talked about early on. Atkinson's dad, Chris, went to Mishawaka. He just moved back here from Tennessee. He's a senior. And so Atkinson, in his first game with the Cavemen, his dad's alma mater, comes up with a big interception, 34.2 seconds
you
left.
You think Papa's a little proud? Yeah, Do you think that right now he's the most popular kid in school? And he's only been in class 4 days.
Right.
Congratulations. Wow, what a big play. And I'll tell you, you got to go back as well, and you really got to tip your cap to Anthony Maceo, because he had pressure from the Caveman defense. It looted a couple sack opportunities, and then he chucked a great ball downfield. And that was as close as it was intercepted. It was just as close as being either a catch and a touchdown,
yep,
or a catch and a first and goal to go at the one.
Absolutely. So Mishawaka has it, first and 10 at its own 2. Timeout was called by the Cavemen just a second ago.
Now keep in mind, if a safety ties this ball game, so you got to get it out of the end zone. And he obviously got to take care of the football.
Shively under center, will keep it himself. He dives into a scrum. And timeout taken immediately by Portage.
Yeah, there's nothing fancy here. There's no style points. It is take care of the football.
It's a gain of a yard for Shively and Mishawaka. I believe that's just the second timeout for the Indians, if I'm not mistaken.
I do believe you are correct. Hey, fans, make sure you stay tuned for our postgame show presented by Sonic Drive-In. They're open until midnight. Stop by on your way home for a footlong Coney Dog, Tater Tots, or a Limeade or Slush. Sonic on West Douglas Road in Mishawaka, just west of Maine, also with locations in South Bend and Michigan City. The Sonic postgame show is coming up next.
Tell you what, we're going to have some highlights from tonight.
We might be here a while.
That's right.
But Sonic's open till midnight, so there's plenty of time after the station delivery of gear. Sonic's not far away.
There you go.
Good news.
Mishawaka trying to protect this 2-point lead. I tell you, you weren't off by much, Brian, and I guess it could still happen. We thought the team that got to 50 would be the team that wins this game.
Don't say a word.
It's 47-45 right now.
Don't say a word.
So it's 2nd and 9, Mishawaka, from its own 3. Shively crawls up under center. The Caveman junior quarterback, the snap. Do we have a... We've got a whistle. It looks like a false start before the snap.
So halfway, half the distance to the goal line, will take it back to about the yard and a half marker, which doesn't leave you a lot of breathing room.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's one of the few things that could really bite you if you're Mishawaka, trying to get it out of the shadow of your own goalpost.
Play coming in from the near sideline. Brody Robinette, the messenger.
Second and nine from the three for the Cavemen.
Everybody in a hush right now.
Shively dives into that pile, and timeout called again quickly by Portage.
Actually, I think he lost a little bit of yardage, to be honest with you, Sean.
There's not much yardage to lose in there.
No. So the clock only lost 4 seconds. We're down to 24.8, 47, 45. Cavemen with, again, just seconds remaining here. And the Cavemen facing third and nine. So unless something miraculous happens.
Well, that was the third timeout by Portage that was just taken. And so now it's third and ten. So all they have to do is successfully dive into the line of scrimmage if you're Mishawaka. And there's 24.8 seconds right now on the game clock. And, of course, the play clock is 25 seconds. So all they've got to do is run a successful play forward here, and that'll be the ball game. But it has been a crazy night so far.
Is it a full moon?
I'll tell you what.
No, I don't think it's full moon, so we're okay. Well, there's been some wild and wacky ones in this series over recent history. And certainly, they're entertaining us here tonight. Like I said, in recent years, they have played opening night since 2011. The scores have been oh so close, 29-22, 57-42, 20-7, 54-35, 40-10, and 21-7 last year over in the region.
Now, everybody, Mishawaka is going to call a timeout before they run their own play.
Hey, right now, it's called babysitting the football.
I guess. I was about to say they were lining up in what's essentially victory formation, but you're not going to probably kneel on the football inside your own two-yard line. Cavemen will be at Valparaiso next week. It'll be another 7:30 kickoff here on Michiana Sports Leader, 96.1 FM, WSBT. Did you hear that score? I just...
No, I didn't.
I didn't hear it either.
I'll check for you.
But Valpo and Penn playing tonight.
Valpo has defeated Penn 12-7. Valpo 12, Penn 7. So guess what? Hey. The Cavemen get the Vikings next week.
Not going to be easy. That's right.
Been a long time since the Kingsmen lost the season opener.
So here we go. Third and 10, Mishawaka from its own two. 24.8 seconds left. They lead by two. Shively will take it. Shively dives into the pile. He might lose a half a yard. It's going to be fourth down, but it's not going to matter. Portage is out of timeouts. And that's going to be the ball game. 47-45. Mishawaka holds off a feisty bunch from Portage to win their season opener 47-45. Let's take a timeout. When we come back, we will bring you the post-game show brought to you by Sonic Drive-In. The Sonic Drive-In post-game show is next on Michiana Sports Leader, 96.1 FM, WSBT.